Hello.
Hi, this is Rosie with Mercury.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Are you the billing? Yes, are you the billing? Are you
Hi,
the billing people?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I can, yes. How can I help you today?
Do you do the billing for the Mercury?
No, but I can transfer you to billings. Would you like me to transfer you to billings?
Yes, please. Yeah, I waited a long time.
All right, sorry about that. Thank you for calling Mercury.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. All of our representatives are currently helping other customers. Please remain on the line for the next available representative. If possible, please have your policy number ready. Please hold. Your estimated wait time is less than 1 minute.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. This is Sabrina. How may I help you?
Hello, Sabrina. Yes. Do you do the billing?
Yes.
You do. Okay, I've got one little problem. I called my agency up, and they don't know why this happened. And she said, call the billing. Okay? Do you want my policy number?
Yes, ma'am.
04. Okay. 0401 05 1301 68329 Shirley Kukulis.
Okay, and can you verify your zip code, please?
Can I verify what?
Your zip code, please.
95828
Okay, I have your policy pulled up. How can I help you?
Well, normally I was telling my agent that you never put a check in the bank. I have automatic payments for my house and my car. And normally you never put a check in the bank like yesterday, because always at the very end of the month I don't have money until my Social Security comes in. And this month it's coming in on Friday. So when that check went in yesterday, 121, it bounced. And that went in yesterday. Normally all my bills go in early. I never have any that go in late like that. It was for $121, I think.
Are you referencing to the payment that was debited on the 25th?
It was yesterday they put it in, and I didn't have money in the bank yesterday.
They pulled it out yesterday?
Yesterday it went to my bank. And I got a $35 charge now.
Do you have an... Okay, let's see, because I don't see them taking out. It looks like they last. Let me see what you said yesterday. Let me see 1 second.
I've never had them out. Mine's always early in the market. I told them that before. This one was yesterday with them. It was Mercury, and it was for 121.
I'm only seeing the chart for 128.76.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. Here I said 121.
Okay, let me see why they take...
What was that for?
Well, if it's for the auto policy, that would have been... let me see. Let me pull up your bill.
I paid all my policy for that. I was on the phone with my policy lady. And she said that shouldn't have been taken out then, because I've always told her don't take money at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see where it's taken out?
Okay, so it looks like the reason that was taken out was because it was the renewal payment. So that was debited the 25th, but it looked, or the 26th, but it looks like it hit your bank account yesterday for the 128.76. The month after that, it'll be deducted on the 3rd.
Right. That's what I'm telling you. They shouldn't have been deducted yesterday.
Yeah, because it was the renewal. We sent the renewal bill out on February 23rd, stating that we would take the automatic payment out. March 26th, it would have been due. Since you were on auto pay, it took it out on that date for the renewal. After the renewal payment, it will go back to the 3rd.
I don't want no more checks going in the end of the month. That's what I'm telling you.
They're not for the end of the month. It was just the renewal payment. After this payment, it's going to go back to the 3rd.
Well, why wouldn't they put the renewal payment in at the beginning of the month? Why the end of the month?
I'm not sure. It looks like they sent you the renewal notice on February 23rd. And it showed that the due date would be the 26th.
I don't remember nothing about that because I wouldn't have okayed that. As I said, I never have renewal stuff on anything going in the end of the month. I don't get paid till the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
All my bills are paid up about till the 18th, and that's it.
Let me see.
All of my payments have gone in early. Everything. I've never had this before.
So it looks like what happened was, there was a revised renewal. So that made that payment come out the 26th.
Well, I'm telling you, don't put any payments out late like that.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. Yeah, that's why it happened, because originally the due date was March 2nd, but it looks like there was a change to the policy on the 23rd, which caused a different revised renewal. So then they sent out a notice stating it would be due on March 26th. So I do see how it was originally drafted for the 2nd, not the 26th, but since there was that change on the 23rd, that's what made the payment due March 26th.
Well, they could have put it through the 3rd or the 1st, you know?
Yeah, it's a system thing, so unless it was requested, I don't see how they would have been able to do that besides stopping the payment from coming out on the 26th.
Yeah, they could have stopped it. Well, what I'm telling you now, if you get any payments or anything else, do not put them in after about the 20th of the month, because I don't have money after that.
Okay, and they'll go ahead and notify you in advance. Okay.
Is that okay?
Let me see.
Now I've got to pay $34 for that.
Yeah, it looks like it's going back to the 3rd after that payment. Okay.
Right, well, you don't want to pay me the $34, are you, fee at the bank?
No, ma'am.
So I'm stuck.
Is there anything else I can help you out with?
No, no, that's right.